Court documents released by federal prosecutors today allege that Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah violated campaign finance laws and arranged an illegal loan of $1 million to his 2007 campaign for mayor. Fatah was not charged with a crime or even named directly, but a longtime political ally was. Joining us to sort this out is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, who's the political ally and what are the charges?
Well, it's Gregory Naylor. He's a longtime political consultant, Dave, who specializes in field work. I've known him for years, although he never returned my calls. But he's known for years to be very close to Representative Fatah. The feds say he was implicated in two illegal schemes, one to use campaign funds to repay college loans for Chip Fatah, Representative Fatah's son. The feds say that Naylor was directly involved in that. But in addition, Dave, they say he knew of and helped conceal a plan to orchestrate the theft of federal grant money to repay a secret campaign debt for Fatah. Specifically now, Naylor has agreed to plead guilty to three counts of lying to federal officials in connection with those events, and it appears he will cooperate in their investigation.
Dave, focus for us on Congressman Fatah. He's represented parts of Philadelphia for 20 years now.
Right. Now, he is not identified by name in this document, but a plea memorandum released today holds many references to an elected official A who can only be Fatah. This description simply could not apply to anybody else. The documents say that he engaged in a scheme to violate Philadelphia campaign finance laws by secretly arranging an illegal $1 million campaign contribution in the form of a personal loan from a longtime supporter. We don't know who that supporter was, but the documents say the loan was never disclosed in required campaign reports. Further, they describe an elaborate scheme in which several companies and nonprofits run by associates of Fatah engaged in transactions which tapped federal grant money to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars of that loan. This memorandum says Naylor became aware that Fatah, and this is the language used in the memorandum, and others orchestrated the theft of federal grant funds and other charitable funds to repay that campaign debt.
So let's reiterate, Fatah was not charged, but gosh, he has to be troubled. What's he saying?
Well, Dave, we were unable to reach him. His office was closed. I did speak briefly with his attorney, Luther Weaver, who said he would have no comment. About 10 months ago, Fox 29 interviewed Fatah when he was served some federal subpoenas. Here's what he said then.
I'm the senior congressman, and any activities that I'm involved in are appropriate for review, and I assume that any review will be appropriate. There are no circumstances in which I would ever do anything that would embarrass my constituents or my family.
And we'll see what the coming days and weeks bring, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.